Web hogs. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. A few nights ago, I was quietly reading a gripping 14,218-word expose in the New York Times when the screen froze and my internet phone went dead. This has happened before. I don't call the cable company anymore because I feel silly using my cell phone to complain that my cable phone is dead. So I usually just pick up an old magazine and see if there was anything interesting going on in the 80s. But it's frustrating, not knowing who's to blame for this. Well, now we know. A company called Sandvine, which manages internet traffic, has revealed that during the evening hours, 40% of U.S. internet traffic is people streaming movies on Netflix. That's what's cutting off my newspaper. I remember when we could watch movies on TV without the internet. There was a feature-length movie every night of the week. Yeah, you had to sit through commercials and you couldn't choose the movie, but unlike now, the entire U.S. population could be tuned in and it wouldn't slow down your newspaper or your mail or your phone. And you know what else, kids? When the movie was over, if you wanted to binge watch another one, you couldn't. You just went to bed. Anyway, cable's great, but they're jamming too much into that little black wire. The Netflixers need to get their own wire and get off mine. And yeah, stay off the lawn while you're at it. Although, I don't have a lawn anymore. I just stream lawn videos now. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.